朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹看一段复活节的圣经里面的记载。
I'd like to study with you about a scriptural verse relating to the Easter event.
我想这段圣经是对我们每一个弟兄姐妹，包括我自己，是非常非常重要的。
And this particular text is important to each and every one of us.
我也求上帝借着这段圣经能够向我们每一个弟兄姐妹说话。
And I ask that the Lord will speak to each and every one of us through the text.
我今天早晨要和你们一起看三段圣经。
And we are going to visit three different portions of scriptures.
但是为了时间的关系，我们先看一段，以后我们再看第二、第三段。
Because of the time, we're going to focus on one verse first.
请各位翻到约翰福音第二十章。
Let's turn to John 20.
我们从第十九节念完第二十三节。
We will read from verses 19 to 23.
路加福音第二十四章。
Luke 24.
跟马可福音第十六章，跟这一段圣经我们刚才所读了是同一件的事情。
And Mark 16. These three synoptic gospels record the same event.
我们都知道主耶稣基督他从死里复活以后有四十天之久向门徒们，向不同的人显现。
We all know that after his resurrection, Jesus Christ actually showed himself to various people and groups of people for 40 days.
那么路加福音二十四章、马可福音第十六章以及约翰福音第二十章，那是耶稣基督向十个门徒们显现。
John 20, Luke 24,Mark 16, all these three record the same event where Jesus showed himself to the 10 disciples.
那第四十天的当中，大概向十次以上的人在那里显现。
And for the 40 days, he had showed himself to more than 10 different events.
非常的重要。
This is important.
向他们显现目的就是证明耶稣基督实在是从死里复活了。
And the point is to prove that he has truly risen from the dead.
也写在圣经里面。
And it is now recorded in scriptures.
让我们以后读圣经的人都清楚明白，我的主耶稣基督从死里复活以后，四天之久，一次再次三次的向人显现。
And that is for future readers to acknowledge the fact that after his resurrection for 40 days, he had showed himself appeared before different people.
那这三处圣经
and these three verses
是耶稣基督从死里复活以后向门徒们显现，这是第五次。
And this will be the fifth time that he showed himself to the people.
后面还有差不多十次以上向他们显现。
And subsequent to this, there are more than 10 times that he has appeared.
圣经在这里告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
耶稣在他们中间
Jesus was in their midst.
圣经告诉我们是耶稣，他们门关了
，and the doors were locked，
因为他们怕犹太人
，because they're afraid of the Jewish
prosecutors， 他们怕犹太人也来捉拿他们
，and they're afraid that the Jews will come to，
因为他们的老师、他们的父子耶稣已经被抓钉在十字架上
，because their rabbi has already been captured and crucified，
同时已经埋葬了
，has now been put to into the ground，
在这样的一个光景之下。
So under those circumstances,
门徒们非常的惧怕。
The disciples were fearful.
他们惧怕是犹太人也要把他们抓了，而且把他们处死。
They're fearful that the Jewish leaders will also capture them and put them to death.
如果你去看原文圣经的话。
And if you read from the original text,
这个门不仅是关了，而且是把它这个门锁把它锁起来，而且他们里头还有一道门。
it is actually this way, where they not only close the door, lock the door, there is a further inner door.
但圣经说耶稣站在他们中间。
And yet it says Jesus stood in their midst.
耶稣基督站在他们中间，向他们显现。
He stood in their midst, appeared before them.
为什么向他们显现呢？
And the question is why?
如果你我们看圣经
and if we read from scriptures,
我们以后就可以明白那是因为他要差遣他们出去
we see that he wanted to send these folks out.
圣经告诉我们说
the Bible says,
他的父怎样差遣我我也照样差遣你们
just as how the Father has sent me, so send I you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹请你知道耶稣基督向他们显现有一个目的的
and please understand that there's a purposeTo Jesus Christ appearing before them.
那这这个目的就是要差遣人去完成他未成的使命。
And that is for the people, the believers, to complete the unfinished work.
耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified.
他最后第六句话，他在那里呼喊说：“成了。”
In his sixth statement, he says, "It is finished."
耶稣基督钉在十字架上，一共是讲七句话。
He spoke seven statements.
第七句、第六句话，他说成了。
On the cross, the sixth statement says it is finished.
什么成了呢
？And what is finished?
那就是上帝差耶稣基督到这个世界上，差这个救赎的工作在他的身上已经完成了。
That is God's salvation plan through Jesus Christ.Coming to the world has now been finished.
如果你去看这个约翰福音第十七章的话
If you read from John 17,
这是大祭司的祷告
And this is the prayer of the high priest.
这是主耶稣基督在地上向父亲最后的祷告
And this would be his last prayer to his father.
如果你去看第十七章第四节的话
If you read from 17:4,
他讲了这句话
He said this.
他的父啊
He says, Father,
你所托付我的事情
Whatever you commissioned me,
已经完成了。
I have already fulfilled.
完成什么呢
？And what is he fulfilled?
那是救恩的工作。
That is the salvation plan.
救赎的工作。
That is redemption.
所以耶稣就是钉在十字架上。
So he was crucified.
这是一个救赎的工作的那一个具体的一个表现。
This is a very practical manifestation of this plan.
耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified.
舍身流血。
And he was bleeding.
为的是要把我们这一班有罪的人。
That is for the us who are sinners.
把我们这一班与上帝隔绝的人。
That we're separated from God.
把我们这一班在死亡边缘里徘徊的人
，That we're wandering beside the valley of death，
把我们从那里救出来。
That is to redeem us。
我们应该是
，We should have died。
我们是应该被罪定罪，我们被神定罪的。
We should have been found guilty of sin。
我们都是罪人
，And we're all sinners。
圣经告诉我们说
，And the Bible says，
世人都犯了罪
，That all men have sinned。
人人都犯了罪
，All people have sinned。
亏缺了上帝的荣耀
，And have come short of the glory of God。
在罗马书六章二十三节怎么说
？In Romans 6:24，
罪的工价呢是死
，And the wages of sin is death。
这个死不光是肉体的死
Death is not just a physical dying
这个死每个人都要死
Because everybody has to go through physical death
但是一个罪人不仅是肉体死了
But not only are you physically dead
这个死呢是第二次的死
This will be the second death
换句话说
In other words
我们一个还没有信主的人
For us who are non-believers
我们是一个罪人
We are sinners
所以圣经告诉我们说，罪的工价呢是死。
The wages of sin is death.
当上帝审判我们的时候
，And when God will judge our sins,
我们是死定了。
We are for sure going to die.
为什么我们是一个罪人
？Because we're sinners.
弟兄姐妹，真的啊
，It is so true.
你看看我们今天在座的人，无论
Today, all of us
在台上台下
，Whether we're up here or down there，
在我们还没有信主的时候，我们是不是说我们是一个罪人呢
？Before coming to faith, do we admit to be a sinner？
在我们身上全身都是所罪的
，Because we are all we are sinners from head to toe.
我们说行为也是罪，我们的行为也是罪。
Every conduct is sin。
但是我们说是，我们里头所有的都充满了罪。
So our entire being is sinful.
但是感谢主,
but we thank God.
当我们信了主以后,
after coming to faith,
主耶稣基督钉在十字架上的救赎的工作,
after the redemption plan through the crucifixion,
救赎的工作,
his salvation plan,
把我们的罪代替了,
has now substituted for our sins,
受了上帝的审判,
and he received the judgment of God.
怪不得他在十字架上第四句话说,
that is why his fourth statement on
the
cross, he says, my God, my God,
你为什么离弃我?
Why hast thou forsaken me?
因为耶稣基督代替了你的罪，代替了我的罪。
Because Jesus has now substituted for your sins and mine.
我们成为一个新造的人。
We are now a new creation.
但是虽然我们是已经蒙恩得救了。
Although we have now been redeemed.
我请问各位，我们还有没有罪啊?
Let me ask you, do we still have sin?
我们会不会犯罪啊?
Do we still commit sin?
我们应该行事为人与蒙恩的恩相称。
And we should be doing things appropriately.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
我们还在这个世界上。
We are still in the world.
主洗净我们的罪。
And all the things are there.
但是我们在世界上的时候。
And when we're in the world.
我们多多少少还会沾染到一点罪。
We will be tainted with sin.
所以有一个非常出名的传道的这样
讲。That is why a famous theologian said.
我很喜欢。
And I like this.
这句话怎么说呢?
And what did he say?
一针见血。
He hits the point.
他说我们这个悔改，我们得救是一次的。
So when we are redeemed, it is once in a lifetime.
但是我们悔改是天天的。
But forgiveness requires repentance requires
daily. 因为我们在世界上走的时候
，because as we walk the world,
难免沾染到一切的污秽肮脏。
We will be tainted.
所以耶稣说，你们洗过澡的人就不要再洗，就洗脚就可以了。
That is why Jesus said, if you, sorry.
所以我们天天在主的面前都要悔改。
That is why you need to repent for your sins daily.
你的思想。
Your thoughts,
你的行为,
your actions,
你一切的一切, 虽然我们蒙恩得救了, oh, 我们还沾染有一些的罪恶。
Although you have now been redeemed, you could still be tainted with sin.
我们在主面前悔改。
So we need to for,
ask for forgiveness. 这个救赎的工作,
and this redemption
plan, 已经完成了,
it's been completed.
成了。
It's fulfilled.
但是还有一些未成的事情。
But there are still unfinished work.
你说什么事？这个讲话很矛盾啊。
And you say, Pastor Sun, you're speaking in contradiction.
既然成了。
Since it's finished.
怎么还有未成的事呢？
Why, how come there is still unfinished work?
成了是在主耶稣基督钉在十字架上那个救赎的工作完成了。
The finished work is with Jesus Christ.
但是世界上的人不一定知道。
But not everyone in the world would know it.
对不对?
Isn't it true?
在你还没信耶稣以前, 你知道不知道耶稣基督为你死啊?
Before coming to faith, did you know that Jesus died for you?
我没有信耶稣以前, 我根本不知道耶稣为我死。
Before me coming to faith, I did not know about this.
因为耶稣请我吃馒头, 我请耶稣吃拳头。
So when Jesus feeds me bread, I will feed him with my fist.
这个我们不认识他。
Because we did not know him.
但是我们感谢主的恩典。
But we thank God.
耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架，完成了他的救赎。
That by his crucifixion he's completed redemption.
但是还有未成的事情。
But there is the unfinished work.
所以耶稣说。
That is why Jesus said.
我父怎样差遣我。
Just as how the Father has sent me.
我也差遣你们。
So send I you.
那您不要说什么事，你讲一段了。
And you'll say, Pastor, you're talking about heresy here.
耶稣钉在十字架完成了，救恩已经完成了。
He's already completed salvation.
完成了。
He's completed it.
这不还有未成的事情呢。
And what is the unfinished work?
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
我父怎样差遣我。
Just as how far the Father
sent me. 我已经完成了。
And I've completed it.
我现在差遣你。
And now I send you out.
为什么?
Why is he sending you out?
全世界的人还不知道耶稣基督。
Because the whole world.
2000年的时候，他为我2000多年以前为我们死了。
Because a lot of people in the world still do not know that he died for us.
这个机会很多人不知道。
And this opportunity many people don't know.
很多人是蒙在鼓里头。
And people are still wandering in darkness. Isn't it true?
在我们还没有信耶稣就我们不知道。
Before coming to faith, you don't know this.
怎么耶稣为我们死呢?
How do you know that Jesus died for you?
我们不明白。
We don't understand it.
我们不能了解这件事情。
And we cannot fully comprehend.
但是弟兄前面请你告，请你听啊。
So listen to this.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
父这样差遣我。
Just as how the Father sent me,
我已经完成了救赎的工作。
I've completed the redemption plan now.
我要差遣你们
I'll send you.
去宣传耶稣基督为我们成就的事。
I send you to proclaim what Jesus has done.
我做一个，我用圣经里面做一个明白的解释。
So I will quote from the Bible to explain.
圣诞节的时候
during Christmas.
圣诞节的时候
during Christmas.
我们大家都知道
We all know this.
天使向牧羊人报信
The angels proclaimed it to the shepherds.
他说今天在大卫的城里面为你们生下救主
today,
就是主基督
That today in the city of David is born a savior that is Christ the Lord.
这是个大喜的信息
This is a big news.
谁听见了
And so who heard it?
请你们回答我谁听见了
Tell me who heard it?
啊大声好不好好不好哎、对了你讲的对了
Just the shepherds heard it.
牧羊人听见了
The shepherds heard it.
天使听见了
They heard it.
他们去找了没有
Did they search?
去找了
Yes, they did.
看见了没有
Did they see it?
哦看见了耶稣基督抱着布在马槽里
They saw the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes.
看见了以后
After they saw it.
他们就不假
And they keep quiet.
不出声
They are mute.
谁知道耶稣讲什么
And who would know about it?
谁知道这个大喜的信息
Who would know about the good news?
圣经告诉
我们说
当这些牧羊人看见了主耶稣以后
When they have seen Jesus Christ
他们要想到这个天使向他们报信说这是大喜的信息为你们在大卫城里为你们生了救主
When they heard the wonderful news that there is the Savior born in the city of David
只有这几个牧羊人知道
Only a handful of shepherds know
全世界的人都蒙在鼓里头
People do not know it.
所以圣经这么说,
so the Bible says,
他们就回去了,
they went back,
就告诉,
and they spread 就告诉, the news.
就告诉,
they spread the news.
圣经说, 这个消息就传开了,
so the Bible says that the news was spread out.
弟兄姐妹们, 如果人没有告, 牧羊人没有去告诉的话,
if the shepherds remained,
耶稣降生在这个马槽里头, 谁都不晓得,
and the fact that he was born in a manger, nobody would know.
这个大喜的信息谁都没听见,
and this great news, nobody would hear.
也就是问牧羊的人, 他们看见了, 他们就把这些事, 把这件事情去
It is because the shepherds heard it.
可以看得清清楚楚的。
The shepherds heard it and they proclaimed it, they spread it out.
耶稣为什么在他们当中?
And why was Jesus in their midst?
为什么向他们显现?
Why did he appear?
有一个目的。
There's a purpose.
有一个使命了。
There is a commission.
他对门徒们说,
He's telling the disciples,
父怎样差遣我,
just as how the Father has sent me,
已经完成了。
I've completed it.
我也照样的差遣你们
I will also send you out
要去完成
To complete
向全世界的人告诉说耶稣已经为我们钉在十字架上
To complete the proclamation to the whole world that Jesus has completed the salvation plan
耶稣基督向他们显现一个最大最大的使命
And that is, there's a biggest commission when he appears.
最大的任务
And the biggest responsibility.
那是叫他们去把这个消息告诉给所有的人
That is to go and spread the news to everyone.
今天早晨
This morning.
我要讲三点
I have 3 points.
第一点
The first point.
我实在很困惑
And I find it awkward.
我自己很迷惑。
And I'm puzzled.
耶稣对他们说。
Jesus said to them,
父怎样差遣我。
Just as the Father has sent me.
我也照样差遣你们。
So send I you.
第一件事情。
First.
就说主差遣的他们。主差遣他们。
And the first point is that Jesus, the Lord, has sent them out.
换句话说，差遣他们，这是一个人选。
And that is picking the people.
耶稣基督拣选他们来做这一个重要的任务的，被差遣出去。
Jesus picked these 10 to carry out an important commission.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我请你们啊，平心，我们好好的在那里思想，在那里。
And let us think about this.
这么大的一个任务。
That big a responsibility.
这么大的一个责任。
That is a big responsibility.
这么大的一个使命。
That big commission.
主差遣谁去啊
And who did God or Jesus send?
这个主差遣谁来代表他去啊？
And who did the Lord send out?
请你告诉我。
Tell me.
来，大家一起来。不，我问你们，你们回答。
So everybody answer Pastor Sun's question.
你们也不会睡觉。
Everybody answer Pastor Sun's question.
All right, 差遣谁去啊？
Who did he send?
啊？大声嘛！哎，你们还没有讲了，差遣谁去啊？他们是谁？可是我没听清楚呀，他们是谁？我一问你们不敢讲了，这个奇怪呀。
He sent
他们是谁
？Who is them？
他们是谁？是个门徒嘛？这个很简单嘛。他们是谁？对了嘛。
Okay, the ten disciples.
我请问你们，你如果是耶稣的话，你会不会差遣这十个门徒们
？So if you were Jesus Christ, would you
来完成这么大的一个任务
？If you were Jesus Christ, would you send the ten disciples out for this great commission?
去传扬，去告诉，在宣扬、宣传那个耶稣基督已经为我们死了这个救恩。
To proclaim this important news that Jesus Christ has died for us.
你会不会
？Would you do this?
你敢不敢
？Are you? Would you dare?
我不敢。
I would dare not.
这个十个人
，these ten，
加上 Thomas， 当多
，and you add the doubting Thomas，
可能还有一些其他的人在那里
，and plus a few others。
我请问你敢不敢把这么大的一个使命来托付给那个十个门徒？这十个门徒
，such a big responsibility and commission to give to these ten people。
大家说
，so you tell me，
你敢不敢
？Would you dare？
你会不会
？Would you？Would you do this?
你愿意不愿意
Would you be willing?
说吧，你不说我也不说了哦。说吧，我如果是，我不敢说，是耶稣啊，我不敢把这个重要的责任给他们。
If I were Jesus Christ, I would dare not give this important commission to these ten people. Four reasons.
四个理由。第一个理由。
First.
他们是谁啊？他们是不忠不义的人。
And I will tell you that these people are not faithful, they're not loyal. And because when Jesus was actually captured, when during the most important time, and who supported Jesus, who followed him?
Peter!
And it's Peter.
Peter 不仅是否认耶稣一次、两次、三次，而且在发这个否认的时候还要发主啊，一个发誓啊，咒诅啊！
Actually, Peter,
我跟发天上，我想天发誓，我不认识他。
Peter denied Jesus Christ at the most crucial time three times, and the third one he even cursed.
他发誓啊，他说我不认识他三次。
He cursed and said, "I do not know the man."
那么七个门徒呢？
And what are the rest of the disciples?
当耶稣被抓的时候，大家都逃跑了。
All the rest of the disciples fled.
那你可看见这样重要的一个责任任务，这个耶稣敢把这个使命来托付他们
？So for such a great responsibility, would you dare give it to these ten?
这帮不忠不义的人。
And these are not loyal.
我如果是耶稣的话，绝对不交给他们。
If I were Jesus Christ, I would not give it to them.
第二就是我不交给他们。
The second reason, why not?
如果你去看看圣经的话
，If you read from scriptures,
在这个《使徒行传》第四章十三节
，In Acts 4:13,
那一些的文士
，The scribes and
Pharisees, 那一些的教师
，And the teachers,
那些的长老
，And the elders.
他们怎么批评他们
？How did they criticize them？
这帮人是没有学问的小民呢。
And they would criticize the disciples as being uneducated common folk。
他们是个没有什么学问的人呐。
And they are uneducated people。
弟兄姐妹们呐，
dear brothers,
你想一想
，listen， just
你会把这么重要的使命，这要怎么样？那么这个重要的一个命令，那个信息来交给他们，他们根本没有什么学问呐。
You are going to give such a big responsibility for a group of uneducated folks.
不仅是没有学问呐。
Not only are they uneducated.
第三件事情。
And there are four things.
我不敢把这个责任交给他们。
I would dare not give it to them.
因为他们是在保罗说，是人看他们好像世界上的垃圾。
And the reason why I dare not give it to them is not only are they uneducated, they are really garbage.
世界上人看见世界上的杂质，好像甚至垃圾一样的。
They are like trash.
那弟兄姐妹根本没有地位啊。
So there is no, they have no qualification.
不忠不义的。
And they're unloyal.
无名无无学问的小民。
And they are uneducated common folk.
世界上的垃圾。
And they are considered as Jewish trash. 弟兄
姐妹们，你敢不敢把这么大的一个使命交给他？
Would you dare give it to this group of people?I would dare not.
我不仅是这三件事，我还有一件事情我不敢。
There's one more reason why not.
你可看见跟随耶稣三年之久啊。
They followed Jesus for 3 years.
跟耶稣出，跟耶稣进。
They would go in and out with Jesus.
听耶稣讲道。
They would hear him preach.
看耶稣行神迹。You,
they will see him do signs and miracles.
这个清清楚楚了。
And very clear.
耶稣实在是一个伟大的人物啊。
And Jesus is a great man.
对不对？
Isn't it true?
你跟随耶稣，他们三年神学跟着耶稣。
And they had 3 years of theological seminary.
但是从马太福音十六章开始
But from Matthew 16 onward,
耶稣从那个时候就对他们说
At that time, Jesus said,
人子讲到他自己要被杀、然后第三天要从死里复活
When Jesus said that he will be crucified and killed and resurrect the third day,
如果你去看马太福音十六章以后一直等耶稣基督等到耶稣基督死等到这个等耶稣的事，那个你跟耶稣一次再次的对他们说：“说我要死被抓，我要死，我要埋葬三天，我还要复活，复活，复活。”
And starting from Matthew 16 onward, Jesus had already prophesied as to his death and resurrection.
耶稣说要复活，要复活，要复活。他们说不信，不信，不信。
And notwithstanding, Jesus said he will resurrect people. His 10 people did not believe it.
你可看见他们不相信啊
！They did not believe.
啊！而且彼得说：“哎呀，万万不可以哦。”
And in fact, Peter even said, "No, don't do this."
啊！你可看见到耶稣说：“我有死了以后还要复活。”他们一个耳朵听这个耳朵进去，那个耳朵什么
？So when Jesus said he's going to die and resurrect, it went in one ear, went out the other.
他们不相信耶稣会复活。
They didn't believe that Jesus will resurrect.
耶稣一直在这对他们说。
So time and again, Jesus said,
我要死。
I'm going to die.
我要埋葬。
I will be buried.
第三天复活。
And I'll resurrect the third day.
弟兄姐妹们，他们到跟着耶稣，听了耶稣那么多的次数，他们不相信。
So they've heard so many times, they don't believe.
不可能。
Impossible.
死了还可以复活。
How can you resurrect from the dead?
弟兄姐妹们，我请问。
And let me ask.
耶稣基督从死里复活，要把这么大的一个、这么重要的、这么伟大的那个使命来交给托他们。
And so Jesus
去这些去完成那个宣教。弟兄姐妹，你敢不敢
？And can you imagine Jesus would give this big responsibility, this great commission to this bunch of people?
请你们大家回答我，敢不敢
？Would you dare do this?Would you dare do this?
啊？耶稣不敢，耶稣敢，到底敢不敢？我告诉你啊，我是约翰，绝对不敢。
If I were to do it, I will never.
那么重要的工作，我怎么给这一帮这个胆小老弱是如鼠的人
？Why would I give it to these people who have no courage? They're chicken.
怎么重要的工作给他们呢？我告诉你啊，这个真是浪费时间了。
If I were to give the commission to them, I'm wasting my time.
当我读这一段圣经的时候，听见耶稣说：“父这样差遣我，我也照这样差遣你。”我不懂。
And Jesus said, just as the Father has sent me, so
send
I you. I do not understand it. Why did Jesus do it?
把这个重要的使命，生死关头的使命，这个是绝对绝对不能避免的这个重要的使命交给他。弟兄姐妹，你敢不敢
？Why did Jesus give this great commission?To this bunch of unqualified people, I would dare not do it.
你敢不敢
？Would you？
你也不敢。
You would dare not.
你敢不敢
？Would you dare？
也不敢。
No.
但是耶稣敢了。
But Jesus did.
哦，我不明白。
And I don't understand it.
我有一次被欧洲、英国、法国、卢森堡 比利时到荷兰到德国去讲道去。
Once I was on a preaching trip through Europe.
我到了卢森堡以后。
When I was in Luxembourg.
我住在一个弟兄的家里。
I stayed at a brother's house.
这个弟兄的哥哥啊。
And that the older brother of the host is the pastor of the church.
后来我住在他家里以后就到教会去。
Then I went to church.
碰到他的哥哥。
I met the older brother.
啊，哥哥是一个律师，是一个牧师。
He's the pastor of a church.
一百多人，不太多人。
It's a small church.
后来我才知道，他不仅是一个律师，他也是一个厨师。
Not only was he the pastor of the church, he was also a chef of a restaurant.
这个饭店里面的厨师啊。
He is actually a chef of a restaurant.
不仅是个厨师，他也是一个饭店的一个老板。
And he is also the boss of the restaurant.
我想这个人呢，富有三顶帽子。
So this man is wearing three different hats.
啊，这个老板。
He's a boss.
厨师。
He's a chef.
他是牧师。
And he's a pastor.
哎呀，你跟他讲话的时候，哎呀，他也是结结巴巴，这口气也不很清楚的。
And I find that he is not too eloquent as a pastor.
神竟然在卢森堡，就是他能够带领一百多个人在那里。
But God is able to use him to lead more than 100 people in Luxembourg.
我不明白。
I don't understand.
我不明白神为什么拣选我。
And I don't understand why God will actually choose me.
我告诉你，我实在一定不配的。
Because I'm not worthy.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。